Welcome to Go Watch a Movie, episode 28. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
It is good to be back. We are a movie discussion podcast. We discuss movies to their fullest. We've been gone for 2 weeks, I think.
Yep.
And I've missed you all. I hope you missed us. Today, we watched two movies. Detective Yee,
Detective D.
It's the first one of them. Young Detective D.
Yes.
And The Sea Monster?
Yep.
Is that the full running title, I believe?
Yeah, the first one is Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame. Mm. And then Young Detective D and the Rise of the Sea Dragon.
There we go. But before we get to those, let's get to some entertainment news. First off, well, entertainment news last week. 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. The Fate of the Furious. This movie became massive. It is literally the highest grossing movie of all time.
Oh my God.
Its first couple days here in the States did 130 something million. Overseas, it did even more, with a grand total of $534 million. And its first week alone, my God.
That's crazy.
Moving on from there, James Gunn, writer-director of the Guardians of the Galaxy films, he is going to be writing part three of that series, which who else would they give it to? You know, he's made it so great so far. Why give it to anyone else?
Right.
And this is now, like I said, week, maybe week and a half old, but I feel it needs to be addressed. Charlie Murphy is dead. He passed away. A lot of laughs from that guy. Made me laugh a lot, especially with his Chappelle show skits.
Right.
But yeah, that's entertainment news from some form of last month. This one. Moving on to the first film, Detective D.
Yes.
This is my first introduction to it by my co-host here, Robert. WatchBot is not programmed for this one. I forgot to. I apologize for that. But can you give us a brief rundown of this?
basically, it is a Asian-style mystery, kind of like a Sherlock Holmes with some Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon fighting. And the plot is basically they were building this statue for, I guess it's the Empress.
Yeah.
And right before, I think it's her coronation or something like that, and some guy just mysteriously catches on fire while he's up there. And then other people start catching on fire. So, of course, they need, you know, the famous Detective D to solve the case and you know, find out who the bad guy is and save the Empress.
Your thoughts on this one, sir?
I like it a lot. I mean, this is the first one that I saw, and I just absolutely loved it. I just love how they combined the mystery and the detective story with the, you know, more traditional Asian style, you know, movie with the sword fighting and all that kind of stuff. I just love what they did with it.
Same here. I love, like you mentioned, Sherlock Holmes. Like, I get that a lot from him. Like, he has that brain that Sherlock has. But then he fights like a Naruto character, and it's just amazing. The fight scenes are fantastic in this film.
It actually says that right on the DVD cover. It's Sherlock Holmes meets Crouching Tiger.
Okay.
So it's like right there for you.
But yeah, it's just fantastic. It is the first one is dubbed, or you can have subtitles on because it is shot in all of Chinese. So yeah, but that doesn't take from the movie. It's just a breathtaking stunts after breathtaking stunt, and the mystery is amazing. And like Robert said, people spontaneously combust. How can you go wrong there?
Mm-hmm. You saw that mystery.
Yeah,
they don't really leave any evidence behind.
And they kind of like they sew in a superstitious thing, because inside this statue that Robert mentioned, there's amulets? Banner?
Basically like a little banner with some words on it that's supposed to protect them or something.
From this ancient demon, but when people start spontaneously combusting, they equate it to that. But D ain't having any of that.
No.
He knows better. But yeah, he, oddly enough, we join him very, very far in his storyline. He's locked up in prison, which is awesome. It adds to the mystery of his character, Mystique, I guess is the right word for it. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this film. Standout moments for you?
Other than everything? There are so many. It just keeps going on and on. It's ridiculous. I even like his intro. Did you like his intro? Like how he pretended to be blind?
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Yeah. Everything about it is just, I mean, you get sucked into it and you got to know what happens at the end. So yeah. Highly recommend this one.
And there is a kick butt albino fighter in this movie. Mm-hmm. And it adds even more to the sun burning people up because you're like, man, he hope he doesn't get spontaneously combust. It's double painful for him. But this is one that I do not want to spoil too much because, yeah, it's just an awesome, awesome movie that I recommend. Should we move on from here?
Sure.
That will bring us to trailers. For me, I saw this is a Netflix trailer starring Mr. Will Smith, the movie Bright. It's apparently is going to be a cop dramatic movie type, I guess. But it partners Will Smith playing the human role and orcs and things like that exist. And a orc is now his partner. And like goblins and that sort of creatures, yeah, all are exist. And he, has to partner with one. Apparently, he has a chip on his shoulder because orcs killed his previous partner. And now he's being partnered with one. It looks interesting,
right?
To say the least. Well, I know how you feel about Will.
I gotta watch this trailer. I haven't seen this one yet.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a Netflix original movie. So, yeah.
Well, mine is. Baby Driver. Baby Driver. I mean, when I first saw it, I'm sitting there watching the trailer. I'm thinking, I've seen this before. And it's really similar to another movie, which I'm going to mention later. But it's, I mean, if you like car chases and action, and you can't go wrong.
It looks to be, anyway, from the trailer, a turn from what Edgar Wright is used to doing, because Edgar Wright directs and wrote it, who did Shaun of the Dead and, you know, Hot Fuzz and those movies. So it looks like a big turn in what he's normally does. So, but yeah, awesome. I think I know what your other one's going to be. But yeah, that will bring us to the next Young D.
Detective D and the Rise of the Sea Dragon.
Boom! So this one is a prequel, right?
This is a prequel, yes.
If you want to go ahead, Mr. Robert, and
kind of... Okay, well, this one basically goes way back before he joins the... I don't know how to pronounce it right, but basically the Justice Department. And so he joins it. And once again, you know, there's all kinds of crazy happenings going on. So who's going to solve it other than Detective D? And so he jumps in there and he kind of has a rival, kind of like in the first movie where the
albino.
Yeah, the albino. He kind of has a rival in this one as well.
Was it played by the same gentleman?
Different guy.
Okay.
Who's basically over the Justice Department. He's the, you know, leader of the Justice Department at the time. And there's it's kind of a weird, just like how there's a giant monster in this movie, but then there's also this mystery about who are these guys and why are they trying to kidnap this lady. And I know this isn't a really bad description of it, but there's so much going on in it that it's ridiculous.
This one is it's a little bit different from the first one, because the first one was kind of proving supernatural things weren't around, and then this one, they are clearly in your face. So, but they still kind of had a scientific twist to them. So it wasn't completely, I guess, fantasy. But yeah, I want to skip to the leader of this Justice Department. Mm-hmm. This guy is the most amazing action hero that you will ever see in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was a villain that you caught, he's the one you call. This guy is jumping up, and it has that Crouching Tiger effect to it. But he's jumping off roofs. He's kicking stuff. He's moving like Neo from The Matrix. He is fast. He can catch things with it. And he has his yo-yo weapon mm-hmm. that is just amazing that he throws out every so often. And, yeah. At first, he's take no mess kind of dude. But then he kind of chums up with D after that. But
yeah, the thing I found most amusing about him, I love that character, but the thing I found most amusing, he's always goes in the battle. He's got like an army behind him, basically.
Yeah.
But he's the only one fighting. He does all the work. And then when it's over and everyone's like, all the bad guys are laying there, beat up, you know, all the rest of the officers come running in and point their swords at him. Like, yeah, we got these guys.
Yeah, they stand there in awe as he just destroys everyone in the room. Which there's a scene that I won't spoil too much. Is one of the earliest fight scenes. D is taking on a group of people who are kidnapping this woman, and he's having a rough time with these guys. Mm-hmm. But this guy comes in and just dominates them all. That's not D's strong point. Like we said, D's kind of a Sherlock Holmes guy. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he does get better at it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a great fighter. I'm not taking anything from D, but yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten there. He didn't get his staff till the end of the movie.
So exactly.
That's when he really gets good, when he gets a staff that can detect the weakness in a weapon and break it.
I'll just break it in half. This one, I wasn't a fan of the tiny sea monster.
I like the tiny sea
monster.
You
like the tiny sea monster?
Because it just added so much more. It was like how much like put in this movie.
There was just a lot in this movie.
Just layer on layer and layer. So it's great.
Which is a great thing. But at certain points, I was like, okay, now, but this guy is, his head's on the line, yet he's dealing with this smaller little case right now. So, and then we have the bigger case of now we have to catch these people, but there's still a sea monster out there. It's just, yeah, there are a lot of layers. And,
but it's not hard to follow, though.
No,
I mean,
no.
It rolls along perfectly. Yep. Some movies are really, really difficult to follow, but this one doesn't do that.
And this, just a disclaimer, this one does not have English dub. No. It is only subtitled.
The version that I have doesn't. I don't know if there's another version that does, but...
Yeah, there could be. Look at ScarJo go. Just throwing people to the ceiling.
She didn't have to do anything. Just walk.
That guy beat his own butt. Sorry, Lucy's on TV. But yeah, this I really thoroughly enjoyed this film. It's fun. Like there are some fun moments. One that I won't spoil because it's just funny. The antidote. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of humor in this one too.
Yeah.
And I don't think the first one had that much.
No.
If any humor in it. And one comparison I like to make is the young Detective D. He kind of showboats a little bit. Kind of shows off.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. But in the original one, he's just all business. He's just all detective. And I like how they kind of show how the younger D kind of came up.
Yes.
And he also shows how he does what he does, because you don't really see how he solves things in the original one. But in this one, you find out that he doesn't necessarily have a photographic memory, but he tries to memorize everything.
Yes.
And then he's got this great vision where he can see stuff and then see like outside of it. And then, you know.
It brings what he needs to see to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it just it explains why he is as good as he is. And it kind of reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean in a way. Because like in the first few movies, you don't really... What's that?
The Kraken?
No, you don't see why Sparrow is so good.
Oh.
But then it explains it, I think, in like the fourth one, that he's not, you know, he's not just an idiot.
Jack Sparrow.
He's not just an idiot. He's like, he's super, you know, he's actually super smart.
Yeah.
Like figuring all this stuff out.
And you probably will hear this again because the newest one is vastly approaching. And I think we're going to do that if Robert's up for it. But... there is a deleted scene on one of the pirate movies. I'm jumping off bases here. On one of the pirate movies that I think needs to be in, because Will Turner questions Jack. He's like, "So is any of the crap you do true?" And Jack like lowers his shirt, and he's like covered in scars and everything. And he's like, "What do you think?" And just walks away. like Robert said, he is. It is very much reminiscent of that. Like we get to see this guy grow and become this amazing man that he is. But
we skipped over the ending to the original. What did you think of the ending of that? Without ruining it, for, I guess I don't want to completely ruin it. Isn't that weird? Like how they. So if they did a, if they did another one after that,
it would be difficult.
Yeah. So I wonder if they're going to do another in between or what. I don't know.
Because I would like to see why he ended up in jail.
Like, it's because he went against.
Is it because he set them free?
He went against the. I don't know if they called her the Empress. I think it was the Emperor. She was just the first female Emperor. Mm-hmm. He went against her becoming an Emperor or whatever. That's why she threw him in jail.
Okay. Okay.
I explained that in the first one, I believe.
Well, yeah, I just didn't know if that they were going to show that in the prequel or mm-hmm. if we would get a bit of that story. But yeah, they did say he committed treason, and they threw that word treason around a lot in the first movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did you think of the sea monster?
I liked it because it was different. Yes. I mean, I don't think you've seen a giant one of those
Like
in a movie ever. Never. So it was pretty sweet. I liked that they didn't show it till the very end either. Yep. Which is weird because in like other movies like Godzilla, you want to see a bunch of Godzilla, mm-hmm. but you don't get very much of it. But in this one, I didn't really want to see it until the end because it was like part of the mystery, part of the, you know, solving the little, you know, detective story.
And like you said, there's so much more to keep you occupied mm-hmm. that... Oh, and that amazing hero dude who I can't pronounce his name if I tried. Like, he takes this thing on.
Yeah, he takes on a giant monster.
That's bigger than three freaking ships. Yeah. This one, I really enjoyed this movie, and I highly recommend both of these films. I know we're probably skipping over a lot, but yeah, these are movies that I kind of want you to see. So.
Yeah, part of the fun of these are just going on the ride. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, you look at it at first and you think, this is just going to be another one of those Asian-style kung fu fighting movies.
Which are amazing.
But, they're very good, but it's not. It's not even like that at all. It's so much more to it. Yep. And that story is so good. I mean, the prequel has so much going for it. It's got romance. It's got, what do you call it, like a merman-type yep. creature. It's got the giant... You know, monster. It's got this crazy sword fighting. It's got this crazy mystery. It's got comedy. It's got everything. So.
Great CG. Mm-hmm. Great action. It's just amazing. Well, I guess since we don't want to spoil it, I would kind of go faster here, but that's okay. We're freshly back. We're getting back in our groove. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. Go watch it.
Yeah, I love it.
Right now, those are both out on DVD mm-hmm. and probably anywhere you can find them on, I don't know, Netflix or
Hulu. I don't think Netflix has
them. Yeah. But DVD, yeah, have them. Go buy something for once, you moochers. But to bring us to suggestions, mine, let me pull this bad boy up here. One that I mentioned earlier today, The Fate of the Furious. I went and indulged my inner tomfoolery mm-hmm. and saw this film. Gotta tell you, pretty awesome.
Was it?
There are some plot holes that are there for the sake of keeping action moving. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for an action film, you have everything you're looking for. Fast cars, hot chicks, explosions, big tough guy fights. And a decent story in this one. I don't know how far you are in that series, if you've seen all of them, but yeah, I highly recommend this one. You have almost everyone back. Of course, there's one RIP Paul Walker who couldn't come back, but other than that, everyone else is there. And they throw in some extras. It's no spoiler. Jason Statham comes back and joins the team because it's all in all the freaking overblown trailers because they show way too much in trailers, but that's a different rant. But yeah, it is just a fun ride, and I highly suggest it.
Do you need to watch all the other ones in order to be able to enjoy this one?
I would recommend it because everyone has their built-up backstories. Mm. And it kind of adds to, like, oh, they're referencing that, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah.
Well, my suggestion is Drive.
There we go.
Which kind of goes along with Baby Driver.
Yes.
Because it's almost, I won't say it's the same movie, because obviously I haven't seen Baby Driver yet. But the trailer's
quite similar.
Very, very similar. And I don't want to say a lot of people, because I don't know a lot of people, but I know some people that didn't really like Drive.
Yes.
Because they were expecting a different movie. They were expecting more action and driving, because the movie is called Drive. and you get more of this kind of awkward romance.
Very awkward. He plays awkward up in that one.
Yeah, you get this awkward romance instead of what people, I think, were expecting. I think Baby Driver is going to fill that void for the people who are expecting a different movie from Drive. But I still love Drive, even though it's not what most people expected. I think it's got a great story. I actually liked the little bit of awkward romance that's in it. The soundtrack is just, I love it. I just
is it was, like the 80s
sense? It's this weird, I don't know what you call it, but it's the whole thing is great. I mean, I love the soundtrack. It's different. You don't hear that kind of stuff in movies very often. So, and it all just melds together to make almost, I don't want to say a perfect film, but it's a pretty unique film.
Awesome. Yeah, I like Drive as well. Ryan Gosling, I'm a big Ryan Gosling fan, probably other than The Notebook. And yeah, I've seen that one twice anyway, so. yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking Baby Driver might be a little bit more on the comedic side, knowing Edgar Wright's style. Mm-hmm. But I am looking forward to that one as well.
The guy's name is Baby.
There you go.
How many baby jokes are you thinking are going to be in there?
Quite a few. I don't even know where we are in the biggest bad guy movie challenge thing.
I do not either.
I'll quickly look it up. Let's
see. Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that'll bring us to the end of the episode. We won't be doing the Big Bad Movie Guy Challenge because I got scared after I saw who was fighting and feel I need some preparation for that. So this was a fast episode, but for once, not because the movies were bad, but because they were so good and we want you guys to see them on your own. It is good to be back, and we're sorry we left you. If you feel like we abandoned you, you may have been like, wasn't there this movie podcast? Whatever. But I hope that wasn't the case, and I hope you join us next week. And I think next week may be Pirates. I could be wrong, but if it is, oh my God! I can't wait for that. Anyway, this has been Go Watch a Movie, episode 28. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie.